This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack, do you know how many times I played this song on this frequency on 94.1?
3,000?
Play this song a lot. So 1 hour, in 1 hour, we award the first ever WIP afternoon show Eagles Insider of the Year. It is the talk of the town, Elliot Shore Parks on Pins and Needles. I imagine Tim McManus, Jason Dumas, newspaper reporter, everyone else, maybe Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, everyone on Pins and Needles, waiting to see if they will take home the trophy. So that is in 1 hour. But we have to keep our place cemented as the official Flyers show in Philadelphia with Flyers and 50 with our buddy Brodes, Hunter Brody. Brodes, how we feeling?
I'm feeling good. That was some fire you spit about the Phillies a couple minutes ago.
Yeah,
everyone's mad at them.
It pissed me
off. Everyone's mad.
Yep, another sharp tongue.
Yeah, it pissed me off, honestly, Hunter. I'm not calling you Hunter, I'm calling you Brodes. Don't you get frustrated that they just won't admit to themselves? I don't know if they're scared to change. I don't know. Like, they're overthinking it. There's just something about baseball. I have a fast guy who's a good hitter who can get on base. He should be the leadoff hitter. And then your next best hitter should hit second. They just, like, twist themselves into pretzels to have Kyle Schwarber lead off, and I just don't understand. If they had won two World Series with him doing it, fine. But it didn't work last year, so I don't
know. Yeah, no, listen, they're the worst. You guys call me Thirst Trap Brodes, but you want to talk Phils, I mean, I'll turn red in the face. Trey Turner sucks at shortstop. He sucks. Bohm's going to cry again at some point and probably flip out. It's going to be a whole thing. I mean, they are an unlikable group of men. I'll tell you that for
Wow.
Me. Well, let's take a deep breath.
Wow. See, Fritz wanted more of that out of you, Brodes, but when it's about the Phillies, he doesn't want
caller. Now he's a caller.
That's unbelievable. All right, before we get into the hockey stuff, I got a question for you.
What's up, brother?
Who approved Spike of becoming a South Jerseyan? Do we know if he pays his taxes?
Bro, let me tell you. I pay a lot of taxes. I'm already a Jersey
guy. Consider he was already in the state.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, bro. The North Jersey taxes are worse than the South Jersey taxes.
Are they really?
Oh, goodness gracious. I feel like I'm getting a raise moving down to South Philly. Like I'm a millionaire now because I'm not paying North Jersey taxes. Don't worry. I'm a good Jerseyan. I like Jersey.
I don't know if that's true or not. I feel we almost have to do, and I know this is frowned upon in today's world, but almost a rookie hazing for you to come down to our territory. Like, eating quinoa out of like a sweaty shoe. Like, you got to do something disgusting to earn the pride of being a South Jerseyan.
Bro, I'm a good neighbor. I pay my taxes. I will give you the address.
Keep my yard clean.
Yeah, I have good grass. Yes. The dogs bark, but I have nothing I can do about that. Look, I will allow you to talk to all my current neighbors, and they will tell you I keep to myself. I don't bother anyone. Everything is clean. I put the right trash cans out. If you want to try to haze me, I'll think about it. I'm not eating anything out of a dirty shoe, though.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why that was the first.
Yeah, it's disgusting, bro.
We'll figure something out.
All right. Maybe we take, you know, we had Tour de Delco last year. Maybe we do the swing through South Jersey or something.
Ah. Wow.
Yeah, something like that.
I love that.
I would love to.
No, that's good. Because we get looked down upon as if we're a different planet. I mean, we are the pride and joy of this area, and people don't give us the respect.
Well, what do you got to be so proud of? I mean, come on.
What do you mean?
I mean, no left turn.
It's flat. There's nothing to do. I mean, come on. There's no towns.
Yeah, where are you bringing your kids this summer? To the shore? Or what?
Well, hold on. Is that South Jersey or is that the shore?
That is South Jersey.
No. That's the shore. I'm talking about the...
I'm with Jack on this.
Yeah. What are we talking about? Yeah. It's not South Jersey. It's 2 hours away.
Yeah. Well, it's not. It's an hour and 10 minutes away. But
would you relax?
40 minutes. How about the old Black Horse Pike?
There you go.
Come on, man.
This is the ultimate compliment to Jersey, is that... My wife did not want to move to Jersey. She is a Delco, you know, through and through. We lived in South Philly. She didn't, and now she doesn't want to leave Jersey.
There you go.
She likes Jersey, mostly because she won't get her license quick enough if we go to Pennsylvania, and I'm going to be on her ass about getting a new license. But overall, we love Jersey. So I would love the introduction to South Jersey happens soon. I think I move in 6 weeks. So
yeah, I gave him some fresh vegetables over there. He's a vegan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Jersey tomatoes.
Take it to the
Hamilton. Yeah. The Pine Barrens.
Get some bloobs.
Yeah. There you go.
Did you say bloobs?
Yeah, I don't know.
Get some bloobs, baby. Get some bloobs.
All right. He's out of control now. Hit the thing.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
Been a rough couple of games for the Orange and Black. They don't know how to score goals. They're getting shut out every night. Shut out in Tampa. Shut out at home versus Carolina. Now, shout out to South Jersey local product, Eric Robinson, who had two apples that day at the barn. Hey, Bobby Brink, a few days back, had a nice day at the office. Two bingos, an apple of his own.
Oh, my
God.
Good
for him. Let me tell you something. This power play sucks. It sucks. You can't be this bad. If you tried to have a 14% power play percentage, you get more than that. You get more. I don't understand how it could be that incompetent. You have one more player on the ice. Let's start moving the puck tape to tape. Mix in a little one-timer. See if we can take away the goalie's eyes. Can we get back to the basics? Come on, man.
All right. Okay. I didn't understand one word of that.
I loved it.
That was awesome, man.
Yeah.
Is Pico losing money on the Pico power play?
Ain't that the truth?
Oh, man.
That was awesome, bros. That was a lot of hockey lingo in there, man. I didn't understand half of it, but it sounded good.
Seems like Flyers fans are pretty brinked up. Are they brinked up?
Oh, we're always brinked up. He's a nice little player. All jokes aside, though, there is a name, and I don't know how to feel about this, and I don't even know if it's Flyers related, but there has been some noise about Carter Hart, and I don't know what that means.
Oh, really?
Any update on the actual legal side of things, but there are some reporters out there and some people just speculating a little bit that don't be surprised if his name is in the mix again in the NHL world. So I don't know what that is, but that did pop up over like the last 48 hours.
He's not a property of the Flyers anymore, though, right?
So exactly. So I'd have to dive a lot more into things and maybe talk to some people about it. But from my understanding, I do believe that they are not together anymore. So again, I don't know what it means in the NHL world, but it did strike me as a whoa when I saw his name mentioned a few times.
Well, still a young player, right? I mean, if he is cleared of what he is accused of, he's allowed to return to the league. He becomes a valuable commodity, I think, right?
Yeah, he's 26, so yeah. He really is still very young. So who knows? It's just I'm just sprinkling it out there because it's been sprinkled. We'll keep an eye out.
All right, Brodes.
When
are you on WIP again?
Tonight, 10 o'clock, so you'll hear me in about 7 hours. I know everybody's stoked.
Oh, real quick, Brodes, do you think Elliott should win Eagles Insider of the Year?
No.
There you go. That's my guy. That's my guy, Broads. All right, Broads. You can follow Broads81 on Twitter.
No explanation or anything. Just no.
A quick no. I like it. The Twitter question is the same thing. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. I'm actually looking for those kind of people, too. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com.
Elliot Shore Parks is one of those people.
He is. He's an artisan, I would say. Has Elliot Shore Parks done enough to win Eagles Insider of the Year? 68.4% say no. Now, Elliot is trying to stack votes for Eagles Insider of the Year, and he tried to do it by stacking reports and scoops. You go to Colonial Hyundai, their grand reopening, that brand new, awesome dealership, you're going to stack savings. John Ashdell, the Cars Are, the Colonial team, they're pulling out all the stops. This month, stackable savings. We're going to stack them one on top of the other. First one, invoice pricing, which means you pay exactly what Colonial pays. No upcharge at all. Next, you're going to stack the next saving. $3,000, up to $3,000 in Hyundai rebates. So let's stack another one. Financing, like 0% for up to 60 months. You're going to save stacks of cash. They're going to sell tons of stacks of Hyundais. Everybody's going to be happy. Over 300 of those brand new Hyundais in stock. You got Elantras. You got Santa Fe's. You got Konas. You got Tucson's. Invoice pricing, like I said, on every brand new Hyundai. Every new Hyundai comes with 3 years of complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. You can shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. In a moment, shocking audio from the WIP Morning Show. Right now, Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Ike, hey, Spike, Jack.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Guys? Well, I only try to call like once or twice a week. I want to call today because I really believe that Elliot deserves to be the Insider of the Year.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So Spike, here's what I started off the year. He had me so fired up in July, you guys allowed me to call in because I think he missed it when he said that offensive line was a question mark. I thought it was a ridiculous statement. But here's what Elliot does is he's on the number one radio station in the city 2-3 times a week. So he has more opinions out there than anybody else, right, Spike? So percentage-wise, he has way more chances to be wrong.
Well, hey, he's like Jamal Crawford, though, like a volume shooter.
Yeah, but what I would say is we need to separate his opinions from his – from his insider thing,
right.
and that's what we're trying to do.
It's two different jobs.
Yes, I agree with you completely. As a person who comes on the air every single day and gives my opinion, you're going to be wrong a lot. You're going to be right sometimes, at least. Mm-hmm. And Elliot has that as well. So I'm not going to penalize him for his opinions that he's wrong about. I'll penalize him personally. I want to punch him in the stomach or whatever. But I'm not going to penalize him from Eagles Insider of the Year. I never would, though, Ike. I'm not a violent guy. The question is, and I think he's done a great job as an insider. I thought his training camp reporting was very, very good. I thought he actually started using his access, asking good questions to players and coaches, mm-hmm. and then he got the Ojulari thing. So I think he's right there. McManus, cream of the crop. I don't know if he's overtaken McManus this year. But it's a good opening year for Elliot.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The thing I also like about Elliot is he dwelt when he is vocal about something. Man, does he carry it? Does he was yesterday? He was bringing that Paul George. Like, yes. You skunked him in that Paul George debate, right, Spike? You kicked his tail over.
Ah, well, but we don't know about that.
I think
I'll
so.
Take like, it.
He's being sarcastic there, Tasty Cake.
He's still carrying that with
yes.
him.
Yes.
I mean, listen, with what happened in the off season there with the Sixers. I mean, it was a pretty massive roster change, right?
Yes. Just
a lot of pieces, a lot of different pieces of the puzzle, right? You got to put that all together, plus the injuries, plus the inadequacies of the head coach.
Of course.
To come out in the beginning, the amount of basketball acumen you have to get that right and nail it down on day one, that's a rare breed to get that right from the beginning.
Are you talking about yourself, Tom?
Well, you gotta get lucky.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
I don't know if it was luck. I mean, it's pure basketball acumen. You didn't catch that?
I'm just saying that I didn't think it was that big of a deal that he pivoted.
Right, right. They're 3-14, saying that they're not good anymore is an easy pivot,
right.
Is what you're saying.
Oh, I forgot about the whole great all season deal.
Right,
was
right.
Yes, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
angle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jack, I'm one of the. I mean, you guys got a lot of callers that every time they're right, they call 16 times a week to tell you how right they are.
OG Wade. Yep.
I mean, I'm not saying any names. I'm
right,
just saying,
we would never. No,
I don't think I'm that.
You would never, like, though, said, Dom. You would never.
Oh, good, Tasty Cake.
Well, no, I think I did once because in one conversation, I didn't.
Well, Spike disrespected you the entire year.
He did.
I did not disrespect.
You got off on a bad foot.
I did not. That's why this keeps coming up.
I'm the one getting disrespected.
By who?
You.
Never.
Oh, okay.
What are you, my boss?
I don't think you guys are the greatest. This is the must listen.
It sure is.
You know, I always hear that Elliot's on these other shows. I'll tell you.
They do nothing.
You don't ever really hear him on those other shows.
No, it's like, you know.
the other talent, like I always say that my must listen is you guys and Robbie Ellis, who I have.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
And I also
love
know
Robbie.
But I've got to tell you, Broads is a kick.
He is.
Yes.
He's
got
really,
to grow a set.
He's like a shot of espresso.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Literally, he drinks a lot of coffee.
Yeah, but between the weed and the coffee, he ends up just right in the middle.
Right.
It evens
him
out.
Can I give you a guy? I didn't get the chance to tell Jack a guy.
Yes.
From Philly.
But I'd like to give a shout out to my ex-high school teammate, who's a great guy. And, you know, when Jay-Z does rap songs about you, Wesley, William Wesley.
Worldwide West.
Oh, Worldwide West.
Guys. Well, hold on now. So he's your former teammate in high school. What position were you, Dom?
What's that?
What position were you?
Forward.
I was an offensive tackle.
Football.
Yeah. I thought basketball.
Dude, my dad knew Worldwide West when he sold shoes in South Jersey. He sold sneakers. Still, Worldwide West has become the kingmaker in the NBA. He is the guy.
They're going to do a movie about that, Spike. I truly, like, I'm sure your dad's told you the story, you know, about the Louisville thing. And I mean, that's all true.
Yeah, and it's West.
That all happened. Milt Wagner, Billy Thompson, he goes to Louisville, hooks up with Denny Crum. All of that is true, Spike.
Yeah,
you can believe it all. He's seen the people West has been spotted next to. I mean, the guy's rubbing elbows with everybody. Seriously, I met Wes for the first time in college.
Okay.
Yeah, he was trying to bring me to an agency
right
that he was working with. So Yes.
But he was always working sort of until he recently joined, well, not recently, until he joined CAA, you never knew exactly who he was working
for. Oh, dude, this was the guy, I can't remember the agent. I want to say, you know who I was? I think, I could be wrong, but I think it was the agency that Ricky Williams wound up signing with.
Okay.
Who, I forgot the guy's name though. But anyway, I met Wes when I was in college.
Okay.
So you know when you're a junior, you can start legally talking to agents.
Right.
Right. Like so, yeah. He was sort of a runner for an agent. He yeah. wasn't the agent. He
right.
was the guy who gets close to the athlete, gains the athlete's trust, and then brings the athlete to the actual agent. We've all seen He Got Game
yep.
and that sort of thing. That's sort of what Wes was. And I didn't know all of this. I knew
He's
Wes.
Just like,
when
who is this guy?
He had the missing front tooth.
Yep.
So these years, and I didn't sign with him because I didn't feel comfortable with it. But then actually, you know, I see him sitting. I know I saw him on TV. I don't know if it was with Michael Jordan or
well,
whoever
he was. Courtside.
Yes, he was
always
courtside,
the guy that was courtside
somewhere. And I'm like, what the hell is Wes doing courtside?
Well, when I met Michael Jordan when I was a kid, it was because Wes was there.
Yeah.
And Wes is, of all the famous people we come into contact with, the fact that I can go up to World Wide Wes and say hello and he knows who I am
yeah.
is actually, of all the famous people we've met, I feel the coolest when
yeah.
when you can say hi to
and
World Wide
he West. Knows everybody.
Everybody.
yeah, everybody that's somebody.
So yesterday we heard Joe DiCamera
mm-hmm.
basically saying that he could beat Jack in an athletic competition.
Yeah, better athlete than me.
Very chesty. And, you know, we responded yesterday, and Jack said, anytime, any place. And I have not heard this. He talked about it again today.
Oh, they brought it back up.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did Joe have to say?
Oh, they're going to 11. Richie is like All right. Richie certainly has confidence in Fritz. Wow.
Again, with the I know I'm a better
athlete.
Wow. Now, the age thing should 100% matter. I guess later he said that Amy was trying to tell him, like, I think he's trying to set up Mickey, because he's such a Rocky guy.
Yeah.
Like a Mickey, you can't win. like, that's going to be his motivation. Well, first off, he's going to hurt, again, listen, he's going to hurt himself.
Well, that's the thing. It's less about the age. There are plenty of guys in their 40s that are in better shape than guys that are 30.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
That's not, you know. That,
I see them every day. Yeah.
Well, Avant, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
Avant. And I was around Tiki. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, there are plenty of, but
50-year-olds out there that's in pretty damn good shape.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But DiCamera, I think, the one word I would describe DiCamera, he's frail. I just don't think.
Well, he's frail. And like, I could see his arms just falling off.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no muscle.
There's no muscle tone.
Yeah.
We call it on the podcast, we call it smoker's arms.
Smoker's arms.
When you have skinny arms but no muscle tone whatsoever.
Right. Right.
Here's the thing. Even if I thought, I would say, I'll give Joe this compliment. He shoots the basketball much better than I thought he would.
Sure.
Right? Mm. You watch him shooting free throws, and you're like, oh, he knows what he's doing. You don't expect him to. But even if he was five times more skilled than you, in a one-on-one game of basketball, you are much bigger than Joe.
Mm-hmm.
You will kill Joe. Joe will collapse. There's no way Joe could do and do you know how long a one-on-one game to 11 between you two are going to last? It's going to last 90 minutes.
It's not.
Yes, it
it's
is.
Not. It's
you guys
last...
are not going to make any
yes,
baskets.
Yes, we will.
No.
I will. Sorry,
I've seen a lot of one-on-one games. You guys are not going to make
I'm
any
baskets.
I'm
not saying it's going to be aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's not going to be close.
Okay, so one-on-one will be one of the things.
I just love the lack of confidence that James and
yes.
Richie have.
Yes,
I know.
They're trying to protect him.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Richie's just like, I have no, like, he's no confidence. What do you mean?
Well, there should be one-on-one. He brought up tennis, which I think would be funny.
Sure.
He brought up golf.
I tried to do tennis once. That didn't go well.
Yeah, tennis is fun. I don't know what to do with golf. Like, can we go out and play 18 holes? Do we play 9 holes? Do we do longest
Longest
drive? I
mean, or even 3 holes.
Yeah, 3 holes.
Yeah, 3 holes. Well, because we're going to have a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, but to real golfers, we know that 3 holes is tough to establish who's better.
Oh, well, if... Well, yeah, I guess.
Whatever.
Yeah.
For 3 holes because we got multiple events, I understand.
And I think there should be like pull-ups, sit-ups, push-ups.
Well, I could do like maybe a pull-up.
Okay.
No upper body strength?
Nah, never an upper body strength.
Yeah, pull-ups are hard.
Pull-ups are definitely hard.
Yeah. I don't think either of you are doing a pull-up.
But I don't think
the sit-up thing, that might maybe see who can hold a plank longer.
Plank could be a good one.
That would be a good one. Watching your elbow shake.
Which is plank? Plank is...
Is when you lay on the ground.
Right on the ground.
Yeah, and you lay
Wasn't that like a thing?
Planking was a thing.
Oh, that's different?
Well, plank was an exercise back in the day that...
Well, hold on. What is planking? That's what I was thinking
planking
about.
Planking is just when people would lay on stuff. Like flat would lay on stuff. Okay. A plank is when you're on the tips of your fingers and your forearms.
Yeah.
And you're holding your body straight. It's like
you're
a
not
core
really
exercise.
Doing anything.
No, but you start... I would say after 15-20 seconds, you start feeling it.
And you're in your abs.
If you're doing it right, in your abs.
Yeah, we do 6 inches.
I was going to say, is that equivalent to 6 inches?
Well, I've asked that a lot of times.
Hey, I can't even discuss something.
No, I know.
Yes.
Well, 6 inches.
Have you done 6 inches?
6 inches is what I found is just a lot longer than I thought it was.
Are you comfortable with this? No, but 6 inches is where you just like, you know.
Let's just move on.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We give away, we award rather, the first ever Eagles Insider of the Year award in 37 minutes. The votes have been counted. The award is here. We'll see who shows up for the ceremony, but we will give it away. Did Elliot win? Did he do enough to win the award? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, a former 76er takes some shots at Daryl Morey. Some very public shots at Daryl Morey. We'll talk
about
that.
Hey, John. Hey, Mark.
Well.
How are you doing?
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.